for God not to jealously guard his church would be for him to say that the sacrifice of his son was no big deal. So knowing all of that, we should be pursuing holiness because the church is his representation to the world. There's no other alternate plan. We are it, and we have all the wisdom and power we need in the Holy Spirit and in his inspired word. So church, we need to fiercely pursue holiness. And I think one of the desperate needs of the church is to recapture this vision of who she is by grace, and therefore also what God intends her to become. In most evangelical churches, one tends to take the local church altogether too lightly. Seldom does one sense that she is or can be experienced as a community that is so powerfully indwelt by the Spirit that she functions as a genuine alternative to the pagan world. It's perhaps not too strong to suggest that the recapturing of this vision of this church in terms of both her being powerfully indwelt by the Spirit and of her thereby serving as a genuine alternative, holy in the most holistic sense, that alternative to the world, is its single greatest need. So, would you help in recapturing this vision of who the church is and who she is to become by God's grace? When you pray today, please remember Regino Acuna and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Paraguay. And also remember the Lingala LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Democratic Republic of Congo.